We are very different.
That's all I need to know. Thank you.
No, shut. Please, let me talk.
You have a good night.
No, but we can be friends. You don't want to be my friend.
You know, I'm 40 years old. I ain't got time for that bull.
Got him.
Gone are the days when a woman in a relationship tells you straight out that, no, I already have a boyfriend, when you approach her, or lets you know that she doesn't find you attractive or something. These women will always want to keep a man around, especially if he has money. These women would have a good boyfriend, and when a Chad approaches them, they try to keep him around as backup just in case. And the backup is not just being a backup kept in one corner type of thing. You will still work for that role. You will still spend on them. Take them out and be emotionally invested. You will be used. The man in the video is no simp, and I salute him. Men need to start being more like him. I have seen different cases both in real life and online, and I feel you all should know that these women are good with emotional blackmail. They try to make you feel bad, even though they are the one who actually rejected you. Quote unquote, so because I said I have a boyfriend, you are leaving. You don't want to be my friend. So you won't say more than okay. Thousands of replies like that with the intention of gaslighting you.
Are you real life over here trying to leave me because I don't want to have sex with you?
Get out the car, what you mean?
What do you mean?
We just went on a good ass date. We just went on a good ass date.
Okay.
Like, why the fuck would you even? Come on, man. Like, you wasting my time. I took you like 10 days.
Really?
You got two kids already. You had to kill me to give me
the... This the dude I decide to be with.
You can get out.
No, what you mean I can get out?
You're like, you don't want to get
me. How you going to kick me out the car just because we went on a date? How did I waste your time? We're together.
How many days do I got to take you on for me to be able to get some? You got two kids already. But you're trying to like, you don't want to give it up to me.
So you think I'm just easy like that?
Man, I'm set. I've been
putting in work. Look, I'm not even trying. Okay, and you're going to.
Man, listen, you can get out.
I can get out. Yeah, you real life going to make me walk.
Because you ain't giving me nothing. Get out.
Man, I'm not even. I'm wasting your time.
Yes, you got two kids.
Are you serious?
You don't want to give me none, man.
I don't have to.
All right, you can get out.
You really going to make me walk home.
Bye.
Okay, so we just met in the lobby, and I have a question for you.
What's up?
I want you to give me your honest answer.
All right, I'll try my best.
Okay. Would you date me long term?
Well, since my name is Johnson, I have a few questions that I need to ask.
Okay.
Preliminary, if that's all right with you.
It's okay with me.
Yeah, first question is, do you have a stable income as far as also a lot of savings built up, 20K at least?
No.
Do you have a lot of guys that you talk to, or are you more of a monogamous type of woman?
I talk to a few guys.
My final follow-up question was, would you be posting a lot of provocative pictures online, or are you more of a church type of girl?
I haven't been to church in years, and yes, I post a lot of provocative things online.
All right, well, I'm going to need you to exit my table.
What? God.
Hey, Aura, no.
Okay.
I've decided to move into another direction.
That's how you feel? I got to respect it.
And that's all you have to say. That's how I feel.
Boys, there is nothing better than a woman saying to you, hey, we're done. I don't feel like you're doing this and this. And you just say, okay, that's how you feel. Bro, mic drop. Because a lot of the times what women do, they give you the fear of abandonment with hopes that you get on your knees and you beg and you plead. And when you don't, oh my God.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Women like to play all these stupid games and set stupid traps for their men. There are some very meaningless and stupid games they play sometimes that they sometimes use to cause a fight. Those ones like me or your mom in a burning house, who would you save? Or, would you still love me if I was never born? Like, what the fuck? Then there are these ones that I am talking about now that are asked or done to test your resolve, to know how manly you truly are. There are a lot, but I would give a few examples so you understand what I mean. Some would playfully joke with breaking up with you, and if you don't realize it's a joke and you start begging them to stay or something, from that moment on, they fucking own you. She wants to leave, even if you love her and it's sad. Be a man. Show her the door. There's another. Imagine your woman traveled, and on her way back, her car got faulty. Then she called you to tell you what just happened, then told you that her ex-boyfriend's place is nearby where she's stranded, and she could just spend the night there since it's already late. In no situation should you ever say yes. Once you agree to something like that, you're done. Let her say you're insecure or controlling or whatever, but it will also be registered in her that you do have some boundaries. Tell her to get a hotel, and stay the night there, or even sleep in the car or whatever, but never agree to that. It doesn't end there. That's the first phase. Now she gets home the next day, and you ask about her night. Then she confessed that she later slept at her ex's place. She kept insisting she didn't want to waste money on the expensive hotels in the area, since she could sleep freely somewhere else, and she even assured you that she made sure nothing happened between the both of them. What would you do? Your move here as a man determines and defines a lot. Personally, the day I tell my woman not to do something like this, in a scenario like this, and she disobeyed and did it, that's the day she stops being my woman. As men, we have to have some fucking self-respect. If you say you want to keep your relationship, and you don't want to break up because of something like that, I can assure you that's the beginning of the end of that relationship. No matter how good a woman she was, you've just shown her how weak your resolve is. Before you know it, she will start wearing those skimpy dresses you told her not to wear to parties, because she believes just a few hours argument, and you guys would be cool again. Next, she is sleeping over at her ex's again whenever she wants to make the same journey. And just like that, it's done. She either starts cheating, or she could even dump you for that ex later on, because it takes little effort for feelings to be reignited with these women. The final example, your girlfriend has a male bestie. She told you about it, insisting they are just friends, and you're cool with it, or you just allow it. You're low-key done in the mind of that woman because...
There's not a guy friend that exists that doesn't want to sleep with a woman. If it were the case, then why don't guys have fat girlfriends? They generally don't. You don't see, you know a guy that has a friend that's a girl, Zodis? I don't. And if the opportunity was presented to that man, he would sleep with her, 1,000% of the time. Guys play friend zone game all the time.
Your girlfriend knows this, the male bestie knows this, and you know this. So when you just allow it, it will happen, and your girlfriend will be gone right in front of your eyes. It's the same in the case of this Chad that escaped the friend zone. If you tell a woman you like her and want to be romantically involved with her, and she tries to friend zone you while she has a boyfriend, you drop her. Because the moment you agree, you become her second plaything, her fool. If the boyfriend knows about this and is cool with it, he becomes a bigger fool. Both of you are simps. Never be a simp.
I ain't never seen a man that I fucking need, bitch. You're all replaceable. Don't ever get too comfortable and don't ever think otherwise. You're a guest in this household, and you can be kicked out just as quickly as you were welcomed in.
I just get so confused when I see these ladies that are using filters, a ton of makeup, drawn on eyebrows, fake eyelashes, and where you can still see the glue at the top of their head for hair that is not theirs. So confidently come on the screen and talk shit about men.
What's your name?
Destiny Mira. What's your best pickup line?
You look like you're my destiny.
Yeah, that's what I'm on.
Oh.
That was ass.
I'm your destiny?
Maybe, potentially. It's possible, baby girl. Maybe, I don't know.
Never be this guy. He's a simp. It's so obvious. That woman is a corn star. She is everyone's destiny. When you approach a woman, make sure it is a woman that's worth it. Don't be controlled by your manhood. And once she says no, take your L and move on. Don't stay around and beg or try to cajole her. The only thing you would be doing is inflating her ego, and if she even finally agrees, she will feel she did you a favor, and you will be used in that relationship, and definitely regret it. Be smart, create boundaries, set some standards, and have some fucking self-respect. Thank you. That will be all for today on Latest Juice, guys. Let me know what you think about this video in the comments. If you enjoyed watching this video, then surely you would love my other videos. Make sure to check them. Don't forget to smash the like and subscribe buttons, as it gives me the perfect motivation to keep creating contents like this for you. And also click the notification bell so you can be the first to know when I drop a new video. See you again soon. Cheers.